This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We're just about set to recognize the 1998 and 1999 state champions from Nokomis.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Nokomis High School and a special evening. Tonight we want to remember a special time in our community because of the tremendous accomplishments of this team. It doesn't seem like it, but it's been 20 years since these ladies, led by Coach Huff and Coach McDowell, began a special run to back-to-back state championships. Their success is responsible for many tremendous memories, not only in our community, but for many people around the area. The Lady Redskins basketball program had produced many good teams, but just couldn't get over the hump, whether it's because of some loaded Litchfield team in the 80s, or the T-Town teams of the 90s. When this team finally got past T-Town in the sectional of 1998, they did not waste their opportunity. They took off from there and blitzed every team the rest of the state tournament. They won their next four games by an average of 22 points, with the closest game being a 10-point victory over the previously number one ranked Carthage team. During that first tournament, the Lady Redskins set several tournament records that still stand today and will forever be in the record book because of the two-class system which these ladies participated in, and then it went to a four-class system. These records include most three-pointers made in a single game with 11 against Seton Hall in the quarterfinal, most free throws made 24 in a title game, most points in the title game, 35 by Molly McDowell. Highest three-point percentage in the tournament by Jessie Huff, 67%. She made 8 of 12. Most free throws made in a title game, 12 by Molly McDowell. Most assists in the tournament, 26 by Molly McDowell. And most points in the tournament, 87 by Molly McDowell. Many people from the area fell in love with this team, which was made evident by the caravan home from Bloomington on the Sunday after the state tournament. There were people standing on the overpasses as the bus was escorted home by several police departments. When they got back to Raymond, the streets were packed with people and signs as everyone celebrated Raymond native Coach Huff and their young freshman, Vanessa Waterman, being a huge part of the team. Once the team got back to Nokomis, the excitement grew, as Main Street was packed with people welcoming the team home. Many of us will recall the reception in the old gym, as it was also packed with people. At the end of the reception, Coach Huff told that there was going to be a new trophy case built for the new trophy, and with nearly the entire team coming back next year, Coach Huff made a prophetic statement, make sure it's big enough for two. Sounds just like it. Coach Huff's statements would come true in the next year as the Lady Redskins accepted and embraced the challenge of being the defending champs. Playing as the defending champs put a huge target on their back, which meant they would get everyone's best effort, but the fact was they were just too good. They routinely beat teams by 30-plus points. The defense at the championships included a couple of trips to the St. Louis area to play high-level teams from that area, including a game at what is now called the Scott Trade Center. They continued to show how good they were coming away with victories. They didn't back down from any team, including Chicago Marshall, who would wound up winning the Class AA state championship that same year. The team would again have to get through T-Town in the sectional championship. They put on a clinic in overpowering Monticello in the Super Sectional before getting back to Bloomington. First game against the very talented Quincy Notre Dame team went down to the wire with the girls pulling out a four-point victory. In the semifinals, the team was in an unfamiliar situation being down at halftime. In the second half, Molly would lead the rest of the team and refused to let them lose. After leading her team to a semifinal victory and having the prospect of playing in another championship game later that day, she would calmly hang out and win the Class a three-point shootout. She, of course, followed that up the next week and defeated the Class AA three-point champion to win the Queen of the Hill title in 1999. In the championship game, the team was again down at halftime, but hung tough, and with help of a late three-point shot by Venetia Waterman, the game went into overtime, where they pulled out a five-point victory to defend the title and win back-to-back championships. The team would earn the second championship by defeating number seventh-ranked Quincy Notre Dame team in the quarterfinals, number three-ranked Okawville that had won one previous loss, and then the number one-ranked Carrollton team that was previously unbeaten. This was the second year in a row the Lady Redskins would play the number one-ranked team in the state title game. Coach Huff instilled in these ladies their team motto, MTXE, mental toughness and extra effort. I think these ladies will tell you that that drive affected them throughout their lives. Please help me in recognizing these ladies 20 years later for their tremendous accomplishments and for creating memories that many of us here will last forever. Before we introduce the girls, we want to acknowledge another special person who is here tonight that many of us have enjoyed listening to for years and who made us like we were at the games throughout the radio. And people from Spawn can attest to this. The voice of the Lady Redskins, Mr. Terry Tope.
Thank you very much. First and foremost, I appreciate being invited. It means a lot. This is the first night I've been out since being released from the hospital. And it's good to be here. Good to be seen. I love it. It's great. Here's a little historical fact that maybe you don't remember, but I do. Remember Carrollton printed up t-shirts? Huh? Do you remember that, ladies? Oh, I do. I do. Carrollton had a tournament, and the Lady Redskins got out of that tournament so they could play another bigger game. And Carrollton people didn't like that. So they printed up a t-shirt, which was just fodder. It was bulletin board stuff. Okay? I remember after Nokomis wins the overtime championship game against Carrollton. I remember the following Monday morning on Trading Post, I got a call from Danny Huff. And Danny Huff, I recognized his voice right off the bat. And Danny Huff says, "Hey, I've got some t-shirts for sale. In fact, I'll give them away. They've all got Carrollton on them." Well, it was a good time. There's an old saying, it's always better to be lucky than good. I was lucky. I happened to be in the right spot at the right time, made some terrific friends, made some terrific memories, and the second part of that thing is, it's always best to be good. So I was the lucky side, these guys, or these gals, were the good side. Congratulations. Thank you for the invitation. You will always be the state champions, and my name is Terry Tote, the proud voice of the Lady Redskins.
At this time, I'd like to introduce the players from those two teams, the two championship teams. Manager Tish Morris. Heather Swanson Snyder. Corinne Hadley. D. Eck Tarter. Jessica Aheron Moxley, Misty Johnson Gibbs, Janen Cates, Sarah Marcus Allen, Andrea Probst Galitko, Laura Rupert Hilgendorf, Amy Broy Huff, Bernadette Marty, Lindsay Stouter Howard, Emily Heck Kleinfelter, Cassidy Englehart Snyder, Ashley Keller Pino, Crystal Hayes Dowdy, Jessica Huff John, Venetia Waterman, our school's all-time leading scorer, Janice Spears Fesser, Amy Prater Stolte, Bonnie Miners Brownback, Rochelle Detmers Reinecke, Terry Eisenbarth Matthews, Molly McDowell, the 1999 Miss Basketball and only person from Nokomis with her jersey retired. Last but not least, Coach Rochelle McDowell, and the late Coach Maury Huff, represented by his wife Sharon, daughter Shayna, and son Travis. If you would give these state champions another round of applause. Thank you very much.
What a fun night it is here in Nokomis. A great festivity. Bob Davis did a nice job emceeing it. Terry, of course, was right on point, as he always is. And I'm not going to lie, I got a little mist in my eyes when he took the microphone and started reminiscing about that run 20 years ago. I was a junior in high school that year, so 20 years ago doesn't really seem possible. But yet, as you know, in a lot of ways, it seems like every bit of 20 years ago. The varsity game we're going to have here tonight is going to be good. Everyone kind of has to recalibrate now. That was such a neat moment. And they'll have another celebration coming up after the ball game. So if you're Nokomis, you want to make sure you win the game. It's like when you don't want to lose on senior night. Well, if you're Nokomis, you certainly don't want to lose with Molly McDowell in the house and her state champion squad. So tough opponent. The Staunton Lady Bulldogs are 10-4 on the year. Nokomis comes in 10-7. And for Nokomis, they haven't taken the floor since they lost the Carlinville Holiday Tournament Championship 27-22. Their game earlier this week was canceled when they didn't have school. So for Nokomis, they might be, rusty's probably too strong of a word, but it's a pretty long layoff for Nokomis as they take the floor tonight against the very good Staunton squad. They're playing Terry's calls over the loudspeakers now. It's an awesome, awesome night. We will take a break. We'll come back to Nokomis following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back up here at Nokomis High School, and Terry Toad has made his way back up to our broadcast position. And, Terry, I got teary-eyed, man, when you started talking. I'm not going to lie. That was awesome.
So did I, Tim. I got a bit teary-eyed as well, and I just feel so honored to be able to be included in this celebration tonight. So,
what was it like to see our young women now down there?
Well, you always knew they were going to be special, no matter what they ended up doing, and they all are. It's just hard to believe it's 20 years.
Right. You know, I said earlier, I was a junior in 98, so it does seem impossible, but yet in some ways it seems very much like 20 years, you know?
Yeah, it does, it does. And you know, to see these young women who now, you know, many of them are moms, and, you know, Bonnie Brownback, I want to give kudos to Bonnie. She's been part of this, you know, Nokomis girls basketball program from the time she got back and you know, got out of school and everything. Well, hello there. Jade, how are you?
Terry is like a rock star here in Nokomis. He
can
be running for political office. He's shaking so many hands and doing so many hugs.
Good to see you.
Just an incredible night here in Nokomis. And this is what I was talking about on the sports show this morning, the connection you have with all these people whose games you called, and it has nothing to do with calling the game.
Yeah, it was a special moment, and I remember the T-shirt thing, and I remember how I laughed on Trading Post that following Monday morning, and I'm sure I'm going to hear about that when I go home this weekend. So,
well, that's okay though.
Yeah, that's fine.
It makes for a great story, it really adds another layer to what was a very good matchup 19 years ago.
One story I did not tell because I couldn't get through it emotionally. But when I was in the hospital, I had to learn to walk again, basically. And my wife put MTXC on the calendar just to remind me.
Yeah.
And
it worked.
It worked.
Mental toughness, extra effort.
Extra effort. And I said, if it worked for the Lady Redskins, it'll work for me.
There you go.
And it did.
It worked for both. We're going to take another break. We'll come back to Nokomis following these messages on WSMI.
This is Willie Cabetto from National Bank in Hillsboro.
Tim Mize, Terry Tote back inside Nokomis. And Terry, you know, have no idea how great it is to say Terry Tote inside the gym.
Well, it's good to be inside of a gym. This is the first time I've been out here, really, other than being at the radio station for two or three days this week. And it's good. It's good to smell the gymnasium again. It really is.
You've always had such a connection to that group of girls that won those state championships for a variety of reasons. Your friendship with Mo Huff, you know, the Raymond connection. There's a lot of different things that kind of put it all together.
Well, Maury and Sharon were both Lincolnwood grads. So right there, there's a bit of a connection. And, of course, Vanessa Waterman was part of the co-op that was started a couple years before when Sarah Hitchings came to Nokomis to play. And I had been working with Vanisha's folks on the Raymond Harville Sports Association. I mean, we ran the concession stands, we painted fields, we umpired, we coached. It's one of those, you know, a thousand. We were never home at night, and so we got to know Vanisha and you know her folks. And of course, when Vanisha came over here, they introduced me to all the Nokomis people. And, of course, shortly after that, we got the soccer co-op going. So a lot of, you know, good friends and great memories. And it's just, like I said, it's always better to be lucky than good. And I've been one of the luckiest guys in the world. And
well, there's another part of that saying, better to be lucky and good. And that's where you fall in, my friend.
Well, I think I'm the lucky, and the Lady Redskins of 98-99 were the good. Yeah, they were impressive. People don't realize the pressure on the 99 team, because as juniors, Nokomis, although I remember doing the Litchfield Nokomis game and telling Mo Huff, I think you got P-Town this year, in the post-game interview. And of course later, a week later, they lost to Taylorville and they lost to Gillespie, which had a real good team that year at the Taylorville tournament. But, I thought they really had the right stuff. And so they kind of surprised the state that year. And Molly was just absolutely awesome. But what a great centerpiece to build around. You know, and that's what we talk about, players who make other players better. That's exactly what Molly did. And so they win it in 98. And then immediately there's a bullseye on their back in 99. And, you know, Maury got him into the shootout, which Coach Lofka's team played that same day.
Right.
I remember that. And, you know, just tried to toughen up the schedule as much as possible. I think they finished second at the Highland Tournament that year, losing
Marshall.
They lost to Chicago Marshall in the Uritan shootout. And those are the only two losses. So it was, you know, they had the bullseye on their back, but somehow the ship was steadied.
When you're a team of destiny, you're a team of destiny. And you think about, I think about the Hillsborough team.
Yeah.
That great group won as juniors, had a great year.
Yeah.
Their senior, poised to do it again. They got sick.
Yeah.
And then they lost. That's what makes the back-to-back to me so impressive, that there were no off nights in that single elimination postseason run. That's why it's so hard to go back-to-back. It's why the best team doesn't necessarily always win, because not only do you have to be lucky, but you have to be good.
You have to be good, and that's the great thing about the single elimination tournament. You know, you lose and you're gone. And one particular play in the state championship game that turned the game around, because Nokomis, Carrollton was good.
What's here now?
Carrollton, very, very good team. Extremely good team. And they had really done a job on Nokomis most of the night. But I remember Jana Spears, Jana Fesser. Jana was a defensive specialist. And she didn't play a whole lot of minutes. But if they needed a charge, Jana came in. And I'll be darned, it made me sound like I knew what I was talking about. But as she was coming off the bench, I said, and here comes Janice Spears in. They're probably going to try and draw a charge. And 2 seconds later, she drew a charge, which got the point guard for Carrollton on the bench. And then that changed the whole complexion of the ball game. It's amazing how those little things, and we talk about it all the time, the little things, especially defensively, that can change the complexion of a game.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. 20 years later, it's easy to remember what Molly McDowell did, because it was awesome.
Yeah.
But without The little contributions, yeah. The stuff that doesn't ever show up in a scorebook or a stat sheet, that's what you need to win.
Interchangeable parts. You know, you had Rochelle Detmers. You had Bonnie Miners, Bonnie Brownback. You had Carrie Eisenbarth Matthews. You know, these people, they had a great rotation there, and if one wasn't hitting or wasn't, you know, having a good night, they could switch things out. And, you know, you got to have three things. You got to have luck, you got to have skill, and you got to have good coaching. And that was proven those 2 years. Yeah. And that's not to say that, you know, there were some great, great Nokomis girls basketball teams before that. Tremendous, tremendous teams. But, you know.
They didn't have Molly.
They didn't have Molly. And they had T-Town to try to battle. So I remember the first year, the sectional, Harry Carey had just died about 2 or 3 days before they beat T-Town. And I remember saying, holy cow. And Maury Huff's dad, Jiggs, was a big Cubs fan. And he got a big kick out of that when I said, you know, in memory of Harry Carey, one of my idols who I grew up listening to, you know, holy cow. So
your timing's always been spot on.
I tell you what, it's just, it was a lot of fun, and it's, and again, it's just a wonderful honor to be part of this tonight.
We're going to have the national anthem here as we're just about set for the varsity tip. We will step aside. We'll come back with the starting lineups. Nokomis in the home whites, trimmed in the red and the black. Nokomis across the front. Staunton in the road reds, trimmed in the black and the white. Staunton across the front. It's Loman and Skins only the jump. Tap controlled by the Skins, and they will get it to start here on this championship celebration night. Looks like a 2-3 zone for Staunton to start the ball game here as Nokomis goes across the floor. Loman left alone. Yes, she knocks it down from 18 feet. Taylor Loman. Terry, you know how it goes. As poorly as Nokomis shot the ball last night, they might not miss tonight.
They may shoot 75% tonight.
That could be a bad sign for Staunton. Here comes Painter. Check that. Calderero lost the handle. It'll be out of bounds. Over it goes to Nokomis. Without Savannah Broom, this will be a different look. Staunton team, outstanding point guard play can transform the look of a club, and Savannah had certainly done that to this point in the year. She badly sprained her ankle at the end of the Carlinville Holiday Tournament, had to be carried off the floor. Baseline to Sanders. That thing was halfway down and kicked out. And Scanzoni just takes the rebound right away from Eisenbarth. She's about 6 inches taller.
Yeah.
Just reached right over the top. I'll take that. Thank you. 2-0 Nokomis leading, just underway opening quarter. Good energy in the gymnasium tonight after that ceremony. Here's Bandy. Hounded by Sanders in the corner. Haley lost it out of bounds, and the second turnover on the Dogs.
You know, Tim, coming to Nokomis, it's always kind of a mystery thing sometimes with teams. It's just the legacy that lives here basketball-wise.
Get off the bus, you're down 10.
Yeah.
Across the floor it goes from Huber into the hands of Loman. Here's Stotter. Left wing. Sanders checked that. Huber for three. A little strong. And on the rebound, we have a whistle and foul. 6:40 for the opening quarter. They got the foul on Staunton. It'll be Nokomis ball on the baseline. Painter whistled for the personal. Skins line everybody up along the baseline, and it goes to Alyssa Huber. Huber, that pass is tipped, but finds its way to Loman on the left wing. Off to Stotter, now into the hands of Alyssa Huber. She will kick to Loman on the baseline. It goes to Sanders. McKenna, right back to Loman. Nokomis trying to get inside that 2-3 zone. Stouter, high post to Sanders, 15-footer off the heel, a little strong. Rebound to Loman. She lost the handle. It's off her knee, out of bounds, and it will belong to Staunton.
Tim, it's colder than a son of a gun tonight, and a pretty good crowd in this gymnasium this evening.
I mean, if you're in the Nokomis area, where else would you rather be?
Tonight especially. Yeah.
Oh, what a night it is. Of course, they'll have a ceremony, not ceremony, a celebration will continue after the game in the cafeteria. They'll have the trophies there. I guess they're going to have some unseen footage from the trip back. That's going to be neat.
Yeah. And I imagine you'll hear me screaming and yelling some of the highlights again before the night's over.
I sure hope so. I want to hear that again. Staunton throws the inbounds pass away. His daughter picks it off. Gives off to Huber. Full head of steam. Blocked out of play by Bandy. She did a good job to get in front and dislodge the basketball.
Well, we mentioned the 20th anniversary for Nokomis girls, but Staunton Bulldog boys, 25th anniversary this year.
The last true Cinderella team in this state. Here's Huber. Oh, nice head fake. All the way to the rim. Rejected by Scanzoni.
Just swatted it away.
Didn't even have to jump. She is 6'2", and she knows her skill set. She takes care of the paint on the defensive end and can put home the bunnies on the offensive end. Here's Huber for three off the right wing, and Alyssa Huber has given the Comets a 5-0 lead. Birdsell into the front court for the Dawgs. Into the corner to Painter. On the block to Scanzoni. Great position.
There you
not
go.
Stopping her there. Abby puts it up and in off the left side.
That's a play that'll work most of the time.
That's a high percentage look. Here's Stauder. 15. Check that 18-footer. A little strong. Offensive rebound to Lohman. Taylor off the short baseline will rattle it home. Taylor Lohman's second field goal. She has 4 points, and Kyle McGrain wants a timeout. 5-10 for the opening quarter. The Comets lead Staunton 7-2. You're listening to girls high school basketball on WSMI. Tim Mize, Terry Toad back inside Nokomis High School. 3 minutes gone by, opening quarter, here on this championship celebration night. Nokomis leading 7-2. Out front, Birdsell has it with Huber on the point of the 1-2-2. Here's a three ball for Calderero, rattled out. Offensive rebound to Scanzoni, the putback too strong. She gets it back and puts it home. If at first you don't succeed, try and try again.
That's right. But you better block out.
Nokomis attacks with Lohman straight at the rim, and she draws the foul. I think they'll get Painter. That'll be Ashley second. And that will be a problem for Staunton, already without Savannah Brune, not dressed tonight. Now Ashley Painter picks up two fouls, 4:34 to play in the first quarter. Lohman's free throw is good. Boy, they hit some big free throws on that run to the state championship back
God.
In the day.
Oh,
pressure tosses.
God. Yes, yes. But teams that win state championships always do.
That's right. Free throw is a little strong, and the rebound tracked down by Lohman. Nokomis will reset. Here's Taylor in the left corner. Alyssa, dribble drive, kicks to Stauder. She holds high above her head, now into the hands of Huber, just off the right side of the key. 2-3 zone for Staunton. Bounce pass to Lohman, down in the left block to Sanders, rejected by Scanzoni. Good pass, good move, better defense from Abby. 8-4, Nokomis leading as we approach the halfway point of the opening quarter. Here's Birdsell, off to Calderero, right back to Birdsell. Elizabeth, high above her head. Now she will dump it in the right corner. That pass is tipped, trying to feed the post to Scanzoni. Sanders got a hand on it, and it's deflected off of Staunton, out of bounds. It'll be Nokomis ball.
By the way, big thanks to Bob Davis tonight for emceeing. Bob, good friend, principal baseball coach for years here, and did a terrific job tonight.
Buddy Bob.
Buddy Bob. And his wife, lovely wife Connie.
Lohman, baseline Jay, a little strong, and the rebound down to Scanzoni for Staunton. 3:35 for the first quarter. Here's Birdsell into the front court. Bounce pass in the left wing to Bandy. Oh, had it stripped away from Stauder, and it's the fifth turnover on Staunton. Into the hands of Alyssa Huber. Huber will bring it in to the front court. They bounce feed the post. That is Kirsten Hughes, who checked in at the last whistle. Here's Lohman on the left wing. One dribble pull up off the left elbow. Can't get it to go. Scanzoni pulls down another rebound over Sanders. And Lohman knocks it away. It'll stay with the Bulldogs.
Well, you're going to almost have to have two people against Scanzoni to rip the ball out of her hands.
She is a problem
on
the boards.
She is a big problem for Nokomis tonight on the boards, absolutely.
Here's Birdsell, leaves for Calderero. She tries baseline. Sanders does a good job to escort her out of bounds, but she'll be called for a foul. McKenna's first, team's first.
In the old days of the NBA, that was a force out.
That's exactly right. Thank goodness we're not playing by NBA rules.
Thank God.
We wouldn't need traveling, though.
Yeah.
Katie Massanelli has checked in for Staunton. Now a bad pass and picked off by Huber. 6 Staunton turnover. Nokomis on the run. Lohman finds Sanders. Counted on the foul for McKenna. Her first bucket off the nice find from Lohman as they ran the fast break to perfection. Makes it 10-4 Nokomis. 2:49 for the opening quarter. Louis Lang and his crew taking care of the officiating tonight. For the old-fashioned three. Can't get it, too strong off the heel, and the rebound down to Bandy for Staunton.
Bandy got that foul, by the way.
For Bandy, her first, team's third. Bandy has it jarred loose right in front of the Nokomis bench.
Well, that's such typical Nokomis defense right there.
I was just going to say, that's one thing that probably hasn't changed in the 20 years.
No.
Stifling. 2.5 minutes for the first quarter. In the corner it goes to Bandy. She's going to be trapped. Lohman rips it away. Going to be knocked out of bounds off of Bandy. It's Nokomis ball.
But I really like what Kyle McBrain's doing with this Staunton Ball Club and how he's bringing them along. They're learning. They're a good team. They're going to be together for a while, and there's talent in the pipeline. So,
yes, there is. They're not going to lose much coming into next year.
Yeah. So Staunton's going to be pretty good for a few years. That's for darn sure.
And that's good to see.
Yes. Yes.
They went through some pretty low lows the last number of years, but Kyle has weathered the storm and come out on the other side. Here's Nokomis showing the patience. Stauder, 15-footer, yes, off the left wing for Kirsten. Her first bucket, and Kyle McBrain wants another timeout. 2:01 for the first quarter, an early 12-4 lead for Nokomis. You're listening to girls high school basketball on WSMI. Here we go, minute 50 for the opening quarter. Staunton has the ball following the timeout, trailing by 8. On the left wing to Bandy, back to Calderaro. Here's Massanelli, tries to feed the post to Scanzoni, too tall and out of bounds. That is 8 turnovers, and for a team playing without their point guard, maybe not surprising.
Not surprising. Just that one piece of the puzzle, you know, and if it's missing, it's troublesome.
It's a critical piece. It's like that quarter piece.
Yeah, it is.
Can't start without it. Here's Stauder. Baseline J, a little strong. Rebound is picked up by Calderaro. She lost it, but she bounces it forward and picked up there by Elizabeth Birdsell. 80 seconds for the first quarter. Stauder now on the point of that 1-2-2. Hounding Birdsell. Here's Calderaro on the right block to Scanzoni. Draws the double. Kicks to Massanelli. Left it short. Got it back. Puts it home.
Great feed that first time.
I mean, you got to commit two or three bodies to her, and she's a willing passer. Here's Lohman off the window. It's good for Taylor off the left side. She has 7 first quarter points. But you know, a player like Taylor Lohman, who has been a 4-year starter, she wants to have a good ball game tonight in front of the state champs.
Yes, she does.
Massanelli got in trouble at the foul line, almost traveled, got it off to Bandy just in time. Nokomis stifling right now on the defensive end. Here's Calderaro for 3, for Rebecca.
Good shot. Big shot.
They needed that. Makes it 14-9, dogs hanging around. 34 seconds for the opening quarter. Staunton certainly had to weather the initial surge with the energy of Nokomis here after the ceremony. Left elbow J for Hughes, no, and the rebound down to Scanzoni. 18 seconds for the quarter.
You ought to be paid $5 every night you say Scanzoni tonight.
Scanzoni has the ball. I'll talk to Brian about that tomorrow.
There you go.
And that's a travel out front on Birdsell. 9th turnover on Staunton here in the opening quarter.
But, you know, even with Savannah Brunel, you want to go through Scanzoni to at least get the ball moving and get the defense moving.
The defense has to react whenever she has the ball. 5 seconds for the quarter. Stauder up top. Here's Sanders on the left wing with 2. I don't know if they recognize. Are they going to get a shot off? No. Nokomis did not recognize the time, and they run out of time without getting a shot off. After one quarter, it is Nokomis 14, Staunton 9. You're listening to girls high school basketball on WSMI. Nokomis gets the basketball to start the second quarter, leading by 5. Down low it goes to Eisenbarth. Kicks out for an open 3 for Fesser. Mia left it a little short, and the rebound down to Staunton. So Mia Fesser, a 5'4 freshman, into the action for the first time, and Macy Eisenbarth back on the floor for Nokomis. Calderell tries another 3, a little strong on this one, and the rebound down to Sanders. Sanders, Stoder, Fesser, Eisenbarth, and Huber on the floor for Nokomis. Massanelli, Scanzoni, Bandy, Calderaro, and Birdsell for Staunton. Dogs did a good job to keep it within 5 in that first quarter. Down low to Sanders. Good possession. They'll get Scanzoni over the back. Kyle Bring doesn't like that one. First on Abby. You never want your middle-of-the-lane presence to pick up fouls like that.
No.
She just came over the back that time of Sanders, and she didn't need to do it. Let Sanders catch and go straight up. They get it into McKenna. The pass was a little out of her reach, and it's picked up off the floor by Calderaro. And that is Nokomis' first turnover. Terry keeps better track of the turnovers than I do, though. Up top to Birdsell. On the right wing to Calderaro. Back to Elizabeth Birdsell, top of the key. Massanelli in the high post. They work left wing to Bandy. Oh, had it stripped away by Stauder. She just ripped it right away. That's the deal. She slapped up, jarred that ball loose, and came up with the turnover. The 10th of the night on Staunton. Here's Mia Fesser. Holds high above her head on the left wing. Off to Stauder. Huber now on the right wing. Back to Kayla. High post feed, looking for Sanders, turned over. Back-to-back turnovers for Nokomis. 6.5 minutes for the first half. A number of the champion Redskins will be coming up at halftime. Terry will be talking to them at the half. Calderero for three again, too strong. Rebound tapped by Massanelli, but it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Nokomis. So awesome that so many of these women were able to get back for this night. I mean, you know how adulthood is to get that many people from all over back on one night is an impressive feat.
Yeah, Saturday night,
right.
Cold weather, a lot of sickness going around. Pretty impressive.
Here's Fesser on the right wing. In the corner it goes to Lohman. Back to Mia. Vanessa Patkis has checked in for the Skins as well as Lohman has it on the left wing. Huber, top of the key, three. A little strong. Offensive rebound, though, to Taylor Lohman. Back out to Huber. 5:50 for the first half. Fesser on the right wing. Staunton still in that 2-3 zone. On the left wing now with Huber. Bounce pass top of the key to Lohman. Back to Alyssa. She'll trigger it. Left that one a little short. And it's out of bounds off of Nokomis. It'll be Staunton ball. Shooters go through that sometimes, Terry, where you get good looks and it just doesn't feel good coming off of your hand. And I think Alyssa is in one of those stretches right now. She had some looks in that championship game at the Holiday. Has had some looks tonight. But the thing about shooters, you just keep shooting.
You keep shooting. Just like hitters in baseball.
Exactly right.
You keep swinging.
They lob down to Scanzoni. A jump ball. Oh, that was fantastic. I think that was Eisenbarth who got in there and tied up Scanzoni. And Nokomis has it on the arrow.
Staunton's going to get it on the air.
Oh, Staunton gets it on the air. Okay. Louis tricked me. He pointed the wrong way. And it goes to Massanelli off the baseline. Into the hands of Holly Bukeski, who's checked in for Staunton. Playing without Savannah Bruin tonight. She's not even dressed. Scanzoni. That shot was partially deflected in there. I think Patkis got a finger on it. And Fesser brings it out for Nokomis. She races into the front court. Off to Huber now. High post to Patkis. She will turn, face, lost the handle. Ball's deflected back toward midcourt. Huber's on top of it. She's on the midcourt line, and we're going to get a jump ball. And this time, Nokomis does get it on the arrow. Good hustle by both sides there. Multiple jerseys of both colors on the floor, diving for that loose ball. 3 minutes gone by, second quarter, 14-9. That was our score after one. No one has scored here in the second 8 minutes. Here's Huber. Bounce feeds the post to Eisenbarth, deflected away by Scanzoni, picked up off the floor by Massanelli. Into the hands of Elizabeth Birdsell, the 5'5 senior. On the right wing to Calderero. Feeds to Massanelli, dumps down to Scanzoni, turns, drop step, and she is fouled with two free throws coming. The personal foul will go on Patkis. That is Vanessa's first. Team's second. Abby Scanzoni, a 6'2 junior at the line. 4 points, make it five. Substitutions. Painter returns for Staunton with those two fouls as Bukeski will take a seat. Kirsten Hughes back on the floor for Nokomis, and Taylor Lohman has returned. Scanzoni's second toss. That one's off the mark. The rebound picked up by Huber out beyond the three-point line. Here comes Nokomis, off to Sanders in the right corner. Back to Huber. She had to use a little pass fake there as Calderero was ready to jump that passing lane. Sanders in the left corner, skips across the floor to Huber. Couple dribbles, pulls up off the baseline, yes, and maybe that is the shot that will get Alyssa Huber going. Put it on the deck a couple times and a nice baseline jump shot. Down to Scanzoni, draws two white jerseys, kicks, open three, off the mark for Birdsell, and the rebound down to Eisenbarth. 4-0 Comas. Halfway through the second quarter, 16-10, Skins lead. Sanders off to Huber. On the left wing to Lohman. Right back to Huber. She's going to put it on the floor again. Same spot. This one a little strong. And the rebound down to Massanelli for Staunton. Katie Massanelli, a 5'8 sophomore. Here comes Birdsell into the front court. Into the corner for Painter. Three partially blocked. Comes up short. Got nothing but air. And on the rebound, a jump ball as Calderero and Sanders were tied up down there.
Bodies on the floor.
Good hustle on both sides. This is an important game, even though it's not a conference game. They, both teams know it's a quality opponent tonight, and with postseason looming, these are the types of teams you want to be playing right now. In it goes to Birdsell. Quick trigger from the foul line, no. Offensive rebound to Bridget Long, who's checked in for the Dogs. High post to Massanelli. She's blocked and fouled by Eisenbarth. So a chance for Staunton to potentially get the lead down to four. 3:24 for the first half. Welcome everyone listening to the live stream tonight at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. The toss is good for Massanelli. She has 3 points tonight. Staunton lost their first two games of the year. They've won 10 of 12 since. Second toss for Massanelli. Off the heel, too strong. Offensive rebound to Bridget Long for the Dogs. And she gets them an extra possession. Into the hands of Calderero. Crosses over. Off the window. It's good. Nice move. Rebecca Calderero. She has five. And the Dogs are within three. 16-13. Here comes the Comas. They haven't scored for a while. Only 2 points in the quarter. In the corner to Sanders. She'll try the three ball. Way too strong. And the rebound down to Staunton. Dangerous outlet pass. Knocked out of play by Huber. And it will stay with Staunton with 2:57 to play in the first half. Substitution for Nokomis. Kayla Stauder checking in and Sanders. No, not Sanders. It'll be Hughes getting a breather for the Skins. Staunton can tie with a three. Huber on the point of the 1-2-2. Calderero and Painter can both shoot it. They're on the left and right wings. Birdsell top of the key. On the left wing now to Painter. Ashley Painter back to Birdsell. Nice little ball fake. Penetrates. Draws the defense. Kicks to Calderero. High post feed to Massanelli. Off to Birdsell. She will bounce it once. Leaves for Calderero on the right wing. 2.5 minutes for the half. Rebecca forces it up and draws the foul. That almost went in on a tough shot from the right baseline. That'll stop the clock with 2:27 to play. As Kirsten Hughes going to get right back to the table. She barely had time to get a drink. Foul on Eisenbarth is her second. Free throw for Calderero is too strong. So Hughes back, Eisenbarth out for Nokomis. Calderero will get the second toss to pull Staunton within two. Lines it up and knocks it down. Calderero has 6 points here in the first half. 16-14. Nokomis lead down to two. Here's Stauder. Left wing to Lohman. Taylor wants the three. Can't get it. A little short. And the rebound down to Staunton and Birdsell. They can tie with the two. Take the lead with a triple. Here comes Elizabeth across the timeline. On the right wing to Calderero. Back to Birdsell now. Nokomis sagging off her. She says, all right, I'll take it. A little strong. Offensive rebound to Calderero. Her 15-footer blocked. Picked up underneath off the air ball by Sanders. Quick outlet to Lohman. Taylor down the left side. Up and down for the easy deuce. 9-4. Lohman and the lead for Nokomis back to 4, 18-14, 105 seconds for the first half. Terry Tote will be talking to the champion Redskins coming up at halftime. Here's Calderero between the circles. Almost traveled, and she did. 12th turnover, but their first in a long while.
Yeah. Stars have been playing some pretty good defense.
Their defense has picked up, and they've started taking care of the basketball, and the combination of those two things has them right back in the ballgame. Calderero has taken a seat as Haley Bandy has checked back in for Staunton. Clock running, minute 25 for the first half. Ball deflected out. It'll stay with Nokomis. It'll be a sideline trigger in the deep corner. That's a tricky spot to get the ball inbounded. They will get it into Stauder. Can't really have a play from that spot on the inbound. Here's Lohman. Off to Huber, high above her head and surveying. Bounce pass across the floor to Stauder. Right back to Huber. Left alone. 4-3. Got it. Alyssa Huber buries the triple. She has 8 first half points. And it's a touchdown lead for Nokomis. 21-14 over Staunton. We approach the final minute of the first half. Here's Bandy on the left wing. Haley Bandy being hounded by Stauder. Back top of the key. Almost threw it away. Good job by Birdsell. Just stick her right hand out and corral it. Down to Scanzoni. Didn't use the window and she missed it. Rebound to Nokomis. 45 seconds for the half. Starter into the front court. Off to Huber. Back to Kayla now. On the left wing, they swing it to Lohman. Taylor right back to Starter. Top of the key. Back to Lohman on the left wing. 33 seconds for the half. Here's Huber in the right corner. Lost the handle, but it goes right to Starter. Bounce pass to Hughes. Out to Lohman. Taylor kicks the starter in the corner to Huber. 23 seconds for the half. Looks like Nokomis will hold for the final shot. Lohman on the left wing. 15 seconds for the half. 21-14. It's a 5-0 run here for Nokomis after Staunton had it down to 2. 10 seconds for the half. Starter out front. Huber off a screen. Has a look at 3. Left that one short. Offensive rebound to Lohman. Blocked by Scanzoni. And that's the half. Good first half here on this chilly Saturday night as Nokomis recognizes the 1998 and 1999 state champion Redskins. At the half, Nokomis 21, Staunton 14. We'll come back to Nokomis High School following these messages on WSMI. At the half, Nokomis leading Staunton 21-14, 7-5. Nokomis won the second quarter after leading 14-9. After one, Taylor Lohman leading the Skins with 9 first half points. Alyssa Huber has 8, 2 for Kristen Stauder, and 2 for McKenna Sanders. Nokomis 1 of 3 from the foul line in the first half. They hit 2 triples. For Staunton, they were led in that first half by Rebecca Calderero. She finished with 6. Abby Scanzoni had 5 and 3 points for Katie Massanelli. Staunton 3 of 6 from the foul line in the first half. They hit 1 3 ball as Nokomis leads it 21-14 at the half. And I turn it over now to Terry Tote, who has the champs.
Thank you very much, Tim Mines. And we have a chance to check in with Molly McDowell. Molly, it's been a while since I've seen you, kiddo.
Yeah,
and you've gone from player to coach.
Yeah. Yep, I just got a full-time coaching job this past year. And it was quite an adjustment, but I'm transitioning into it okay.
What's the biggest adjustment you had to make?
Realizing that player's mentality isn't the same as my mentality, so I have to...
Funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah, I have to beat it into them sometimes.
You know, the same thing happens when kids think that they're smarter than their parents, and all of a sudden they become parents, and, you know, you go, gee, maybe mom and dad were smarter than I thought. That's kind of the mentality, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So where are you coaching?
I'm in Amsterdam. I'm working for the Dutch Basketball Federation. Coaching the under-18 national team and coaching, I'm a talent coach for the developmental team.
That's a challenge, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a challenge every day. I work with 13 to 18-year-olds. I have 27 kids in my program, and we practice 20 hours a week, 2 times a day, every day, and it's full-time basketball for them.
Now, and for like in the United States, it would be through the schools and stuff like that. That's not the case. This is a club-type team, right?
Yeah, normally in Europe, we play in the club system. It has nothing to do with schools. But now I'm coaching for the Basketball Federation now, so it's not really a club. It's part of the entire Federation of the Netherlands.
Kind of like U.S. soccer, U.S. Exactly. basketball, stuff exactly. like that. So yeah. Except you're doing it in Amsterdam. That's good. So are there times you just want to pull your hair out?
Every day. But I also love it. I miss my kids, and I fly back tomorrow, and I'm ready to get back on the court with them.
That's great. Yeah. Molly McDowell, who, as Bob Davis pointed out, a lot of records in that record book in Class 2A. Jessica Huff, has one of those records for three-pointers. Jess, come over here. How you doing, kiddo?
I'm great. How are you, Terry?
I'm doing wonderful. What are you up to these days?
I am living in Elmhurst, Illinois, suburb of Chicago, with my husband and 2 kiddos, and I am living it up, having a good time, raising my family, and being there for them. So, yeah.
Remember. Okay. Is that what I thought it was? Oh, they're broadcasting through the speaker. That's problematic there, isn't it, Tim?
That's probably not selling for you, I would think.
It's rather... Hey, guys, turn off the radio, okay? Sorry to tell you that. We're not going to get this interview done if you don't turn off the radio. Yeah. There we go. That's what they want. So if I say the word fire truck, what does that bring? What kind of memories?
Man, I tell you what. You know, I was just sitting there last week. Molly let me know that there was a link on YouTube with the state final game. I didn't realize it was out there. And it had been a long time since I watched that game. Sat down with my husband and my oldest, and it was just a flood of emotions that came back. It was awesome. I got goosebumps. Every single memory, every emotion came back, and it unlocked a lot of feelings. And so to come into tonight with that sort of, you know, feeling and seeing this team and all these people in this community that supported us so much, it's just, it was an amazing time in our life. It was a milestone. You know, you go through life, you get you have big days, you get married, you have babies, you start a new career. That was a milestone in my life, and, you know, it was awesome. Yeah.
You'll always be the state champ.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Can't take that away, can they?
It's true. And I shared this story with your mom earlier tonight, but when I was in the hospital, I basically had to learn to walk again. And my wife put MTXC up on the calendar for me. And she said, if they did it, you can do it. And so that helped. It just, what was old was new again.
That's right. It's all, you know, that mental toughness. Man, that's such a life lesson, isn't it? And that's so good to hear. And I'm so happy to see you standing here in front of us and, you know, sharing this chat with you right now, Terry, because you were a big part of, an integral part of everything we did back then. And so we're happy to have you here.
I got to be the lucky guy just to sit there and watch it, okay? Jessica, John, thank you very much. Molly McDowell, thank you very much. You'll always be the state champs in my heart.
And
such a precious memory for me. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Molly.
Thanks, Terry.
There you go. Molly McDowell, Jessica John. We need to get to a break. We'll come back with more from Nokomis. At halftime, Nokomis leads Staunton 21-14.
Tim Mize, Terry Tote back here at Nokomis High School. Halftime, Nokomis leading Staunton 21-14. And what a great conversation Terry just had with a couple of those Lady Redskins here tonight as they are being recognized for their accomplishment 20 years ago as they play the highlights of Terry's call as heard on WSMI back in 1998 and 1999. And I got to tell you, it's a goosebump type of situation to hear those calls 20 years later. The fact that Terry is back tonight, it's a goosebump, teary-eyed type of night, at least it is for me. Here in Nokomis, just an awesome, awesome time. And every time you get to see Molly McDowell, it's a treat because it doesn't happen often because she's still over in the Netherlands. So we were happy she came back tonight. But they said it during the ceremony, the only Nokomis player ever to have her jersey retired. And you can see it hanging. I'm looking right at it right now. That famed number 11, the jerseys back then. It said Nokomis across the top in red lettering, had the number, and then underneath, Lady Redskins. Those were the jerseys of the state champs back in 1998. They went 33-2 in 98, won it all. Went 33-2 in 99, and won it all again. What a team, what a ride. 21-14, Nokomis leading Staunton right now. We'll take one quick break. We're back with the third quarter in 20 seconds. Here we go, third quarter. Nokomis will get the basketball to start on the floor. Huber, Stauder, Eisenbarth, Sanders, and Lohman. For Staunton, they've got Birdsell, Calderero, Painter, Scanzoni, and Bandy. Nokomis up by 7. They get the basketball to start. 2-3. No, I thought a 2-3 zone, but it looks like Huber's getting manned up right now.
Yeah.
On the baseline to Sanders. She will knock it down from 18 feet. So we'll have to wait and see the next time Staunton's on defense and try to decipher that a little more. It didn't look like a box and one. Might have been a triangle and two, potentially. 23-14. Staunton was in a 2-3 zone the entire first half. They lobbed down to Scanzoni, but didn't lob it high enough. Sanders, who was fronting, comes up with the steal. 13th Staunton turnover. Here's Huber. Off to Lohman in the right corner. Taylor Lohman puts it on the floor. Kicks out to Stauder. She'll get to the top of the key. Bounce pass. Right wing. Lohman. 4-3. Taylor got it. A dozen for Taylor Lohman. Again, starting to knock down some shots now. 26-14. Nokomis leads. Here comes the ball press. Calderero into the front court with the left-hand bounce. Gets underneath the rim. Almost lost the handle. Almost traveled. Got it away to Birdsell. That was an adventure that time for Rebecca Calderero. 1-2-2 zone for Nokomis as Birdsell will leave for Calderero on the right wing. Back to Birdsell. Left wing it goes now to Painter. Ashley wants to drive the baseline. Tough angle. Missed it. She was underneath the backboard, tried to force her way back towards the rim, but just didn't have the angle to get it done. Off of Nokomis, though, and Staunton will have the basketball on their baseline. They line everybody up along the baseline. Painter, looking. We'll get it into Bandy. Off to Birdsell in the left corner. Has it ripped away by Stauder, and Kayla was fouled. There's some Nokomis tenacity for you.
Yeah, right there. Perfect example.
And that's something, Terry, that is learned by these kids in this town at a young, maybe at the time to learn how to walk. I don't know.
Yeah. They get introduced to it very quickly.
people want to know what the secret that Nokomis has is. It's not really a secret as much as just that, a philosophy and hard work.
MTXE, you know, it's still around.
That pass is tipped and stolen. Nokomis' fourth turnover. Here's Calderero. Bounce pass across the lane to Bertzel, blocked by Lohman, but Taylor can't keep it in play. It'll stay with Staunton, but the fast break thwarted.
A good start to the third quarter here for Nokomis.
They have not allowed Staunton to score. A little 5-0 spurt. Remember, they had about a 5-0 run to end the first half, too. So it is a 10-0 run as Massanelli left it short. Rebound is tapped back to her. She will rise up and knock it down. That ends the 10-0 run as Katie Massanelli has 5 points. Yeah, it was 16-14, and then Nokomis went on a 10-0 run to bridge the second and third quarters here. Lohman left wing. She'll try it again. She got it again. 15 for Taylor Lohman. 5:40 for the third quarter. The lead up to 13. More celebrations still to come here tonight in Nokomis. They will have a gathering in the cafeteria after the ball game. Cookies and cakes and state trophies and unseen videos. Going to be a good time at that celebration coming up after the ball game.
Yeah, right? That's going to be in the cafeteria.
Cafeteria.
So, yeah.
5:32 for the third quarter. Timeout on the floor. We're going to keep it right here with Nokomis leading 29-16. And Terry, just kind of, what do you have on your mind?
Well, just thank you to Rochelle McDowell, the principal here at the high school. Of course, Rochelle coached for many years and was the assistant coach under Maury. And it was good to see Rochelle, and she was a big part of the success as well. You know, she played for Maury. She understood exactly.
Well, Terry, I saw whenever they mentioned Maury during the pregame ceremony, Molly was standing next to his daughter, and she put her arm around her. And, I mean, you were good friends with Mo Huff, and I'm sure it's sad that he's not here to revel in this.
Yeah. But, you know, it's a celebration.
Right.
That's what we do. We celebrate, and, you know, as Jessica said during halftime of the interview, it was a life-changing moment, you know, one of those big moments in life, and something we'll always get to celebrate.
Yep, absolutely. We're doing it here 20 years later. After the timeout, Staunton has the basketball, down by 13. Bandy had trouble with it in the corner, gets it back, traveled somehow, not called. Three officials on the floor, they didn't see Bandy stagger back and take three steps. 5:20 for the third quarter. I want to rib Louie about that later.
Yeah.
Here's Bandy on the baseline, lobs to Scanzoni, off the window, missed it, gets it back, and puts it home. You just can't do anything about that. Too big, too strong. Here's Huber racing into the front court. Bounce pass out to Lohman. 5 minutes for the third quarter. Taylor finds Eisenbarth, left side of the key, into the hands of Alyssa Huber now. Huber, the paint opens up, she attacks and draws the foul. That could be Scanzoni. She was in the area. Bandy was also there. Who will they get? It'll be Bandy. That will send Alyssa Huber, the 5'8 senior, to the foul line. 8 points for Alyssa. The toss is off the heel too strong. A week from today, we'll have the Macoupin County Tournament and the Litchfield Invitational Tournament underway. That toss rattles home for Huber. She gets one out of two, has 9 points for the ball game. Of course, Carlinville and Lincolnwood not playing each other, but both in action tonight at the Mohawk Classic. That thing's been around for 40 years now. Tipped and stolen by Lohman. Taylor, left side. Oh, what a block from Calderero. Nokomis, though, gets it back. They will reset. They swing it right side. Stouter, yes. Kayla has her first bucket of the night. Makes it 32-18. Now Nokomis starting to knock down shots. Here's Birdsell in the backcourt, gets it off to Massanelli in the frontcourt. They lob down to Scanzoni. Again, not quite enough on that lob pass. It'll be out of bounds off of Nokomis. Skins are fronting Scanzoni here in the second half. Daring Staunton to lob over the top. Not an easy pass to make. Baseline trigger for Bandy and the Dogs. Looking, gets it in. Near corner to Massanelli. She will fire. Good block out from Stauder. Sent Massanelli 3 feet the other way. And the outlet pass is tipped out. They'll stay with Nokomis, 4:16 for the third quarter. Welcome everyone listening to the live stream at WSMIRadio.com. We'll have the entire game and that pregame ceremony podcasted for you as well at WSMIRadio.com. That'll be up on Monday. That 15-footer left short. Oh, Sanders gets the rebound and got hammered by Scanzoni. Abby got his money's worth on that one.
Well, if you're going to foul, make it count.
Make sure they don't get the and one.
Yeah, that's right.
Terry, I think, remember when I first started at the station, we talked about stats. And you said, I never use stats. I don't care about free throw percentages. What do they shoot in the fourth quarter of a state championship game? And, you know, Nakoma's put that to the test in 98-99. They knocked them down.
Yeah. It doesn't make any difference, you know, shooting free throws with a 40-point lead versus a state championship game.
McKenna Sanders knocks down the free throw. She gets both tosses there. She has 6 points for the game.
That's the great thing about sports, Tim, is that, you know, what are you doing today? It's not yesterday. It's not, you know, what are you doing today? That's what makes sports exciting.
Absolutely. Yeah, the people who rest on what they did yesterday aren't much.
No. They usually don't stick around very long.
No, they don't.
Especially at the professional level.
Right, and then you think about Molly McDowell, played all those years, now coaching. That's the mentality she had.
Yes.
It's all about today.
Yes.
Right now.
And what is she going to do for those kids come Monday morning when she gets back there? Yeah.
Probably run them a little bit. Hasn't seen her for a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hello, ladies.
On the line. Calderaro attacks. Ball is knocked loose, picked up by Massanelli. Checked out, picked up by Bridget Long. She attacks the baseline. A lot of bounces off the rim and down for Bridget Long. Makes it 34-18. Nakomis leads with the ball. 3.5 minutes for the third quarter. Here comes Huber. Off the right wing, missed it. Rebound to Stauder, and Nakomis will reset with Lohman. Down to the left block, will kick out to Kayla. Right wing, here's a three ball, yes, for Alyssa Huber. She has a dozen. She's found her stroke here tonight in Nokomis. She had that one bucket where she put it on the floor and pulled up, and that seems to have jump-started her. Here's Calderaro into the hands of Bukeski. 3 minutes for the third quarter. Top of the key it goes. Three ball is short, and the rebound down to McKenna Sanders for Nokomis. Outlet pass to Kayla Stauder. Stauder into the front court to Lohman. A long layup, probably about an 8-foot layup off the window, too strong, and the rebound down to Massanelli. Here comes Bukeski into the front court. Calderaro, corner pocket three, halfway down and spun out. Rebound to Massanelli. She will kick out to Bukeski. On the right wing, three ball is no good. Rebound to the floor. Sanders hits the deck. Calderaro goes flying, and the rebound eventually picked up by Kirsten Hughes for Nokomis. Here's Stauder. Off to Huber. She'll try it again. She got it again. 15 for Alyssa Huber, her third triple of the night, and that is a welcome sign for head coach Brandon Engel.
Yeah, absolutely.
Into the front court comes Bukeski. 2 minutes from the third quarter. And Terry, I guess it's only fitting on your return that we have a Patty Jackson sighting.
Yeah. Uh-oh. What number?
22 for the Dogs.
Uh-oh.
Whistle and we got a foul. It'll be on Nokomis. They will get, let's see, McKenna Sanders with the personal. Sanders will check out as we have on the floor Vanessa Patkis. Scanzoni and Painter are returning for the Dogs. As it'll be a baseline trigger for Staunton. They line everybody up on the baseline. Bulldogs playing without their excellent point guard Savannah Brune tonight. Oh, and then a unforced turnover there as the inbounds pass goes right through Massanelli's hands out of bounds. And you can see it in her eyes, Terry. She was looking what she was going to do with the basketball before she caught it.
Catch, then shoot.
Sounds so simple, but yet sometimes
it just isn't.
The human mind gets moving a little fast. Here's Stauder. Lohman left alone for three. Got it. 18 for Taylor Lohman, her third triple of the quarter. And we surmise at the beginning of the game that they might shoot the lights out, and they're doing it here in the third quarter. Steal by Lohman. Taylor will pull it out now and set the offense on the right wing in the corner to Huber. Little head fake, gets to the rim. Short shot, yes, didn't use the window, but rattled it home. 17 for Alyssa Huber as Lohman and Huber have exploded here in the third quarter. The lead has grown to 25. That happened quickly.
Yes, it did.
Here's Bukeski. left side of the key. Holly Bukeski picks up the bounce. High post feed to Massanelli. She will fire from 13. Might have been partially deflected from behind. And the rebound down to Alyssa Huber. She will outlet to Taylor Lohman. Lohman into the front court. Leaves it back now for Huber. Bounce pass across the head of the key into the hands of Kayla Stauder. Left wing. Check that really left corner for Huber. She will attack now. Gets it out to Lohman. Back to Huber. Left wing. Head, nice little head fake. Gets on the short baseline. Pass across the lane to Patkus. Nice spin. Blocked. And foul. Free throws for Vanessa Patkus, the 5'9 junior. 30 seconds for the third quarter. Patkus on the night has not scored her first trip to the charity stripe. Free throw is no good. Hit the front rim, hit the side rim, and kicked out. Huber and Lohman will get breathers. Mia Fesser back on the floor, joined by Emily Cesaretti, 5'5 junior. That's Gabe's daughter. Saw Gabe earlier this year. He was enjoying watching his daughter play high school athletics. Said, I couldn't coach football and do that. Takes up too much time.
That's true.
That's a full-time job, coaching football.
It is.
There is no offseason. Out of bounds for the Skins on the baseline. In it goes to Patkus. Her outlet pass was tipped and stolen. Here comes Bukeski the other way, up and down for the easy deuce. Holly's first bucket. Clock running 15 seconds for the third quarter. 45-22. Here is Mia Fesser racing into the front court. 8 seconds for the quarter. To Stauder on the left wing. In the corner to Fesser. Mia, 4-3. Left it short, and that's the quarter. A strong third quarter for Nokomis. It was a 7-point game at the half as we complete three quarters. It is 45-22. Nokomis with the lead. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Well, in Nokomis' first game, since they scored just 22 points and gave up 27 in the loss, they scored 24 in the third quarter and lead 45-22. A tie-up as Canzoni and Patkus come together, and on the arrow, it'll stay with Nokomis. But, Terry, that's why sports is great.
Yeah.
It's the greatest reality show that's ever been created.
And, you know, high school sports, as we were talking with Molly McDowell, it's, you know, they don't run their sports through high schools. They run it through federations and such. And, you know, that's uniquely American, what we have here.
I remember last football season, Carlinville has a teacher exchange program. Well, they'll send a teacher over to England, and they'll send one here. And we got to talk to a person from England experiencing his first American football game.
Yeah.
It was the Carlinville game, and he was commenting on that about how in Europe you don't get that type of energy and the type of school enthusiasm and spirit over there. And he's like, this is amazing.
Yeah. It's a whole different ball of wax.
Baseline out of bounds for Nokomis, and it goes to Stauder. She will leave for Cesaretti. 18-footer for Emily, halfway down, kicked out. Rebound to Scanzoni, then an elbow to the face of Patkus, and Abby didn't mean to do that. Literally, as soon as her elbow made contact with her face, you could see Abby's face go, oh, no.
Yeah.
But it'll be an offensive foul nonetheless. I don't think it was a clean shot. Patkus sensed it coming and was able to get out of the way to make it just a glancing blow. Says the guy who didn't just get an elbow to his nose.
Yeah.
Glancing blow.
Slightly injured.
Right. Here's Huber bringing it out front. Oh, she lost the handle and turned it over. Here come the Dogs. Bukeski off the window. She missed it. And the rebound down to Nokomis. 7 minutes of the game. If you're in the area, come on out to the high school. Come into the cafeteria after the ball game and enjoy the festivities of celebrating the 20-year anniversary of the state championship squads for Nokomis in 98 and then again in 99. Here's Lohman on the right wing. Here's Sanders now left wing. In the corner it goes to Huber. Across the floor to Lohman. Taylor puts it on the deck, goes right at Painter and draws the foul. Good strong take that time from Taylor Lohman.
Yeah, she's on her game tonight.
You see that? There's that aggressiveness to Nokomis here tonight.
Yeah.
On both ends of the floor. I would imagine watching that ceremony got the juices flowing for them.
Probably.
Free throw for Lohman, good.
It certainly got the juices flowing for a lot of people here.
Put me on that list. Painter out and Bandy in. So that's the great thing about your calls. You really do feel like you were there. Like, it's awesome. It's awesome. Bandy knocks down. Check that. Bandy plays for Staunton. Who was shooting those free throws? I don't even remember. Lohman. She has 20.
Yeah.
My goodness. 47-22. Three ball is short for the Dogs and Jackson. Offensive rebound to Massanelli. Putback won't go. And the rebound down to Taylor Lohman. He's probably closing in on a double-double. Here comes Sanders. Bounce pass to McKenna Sanders. Back to Huber now. Huber handles on the right wing. Skip pass to Sanders. McKenna wants the three. She got it. Pure. That thing didn't even touch the iron.
No.
Nine for Sanders. Nokomis hit five threes in the third quarter. They now have eight for the game. 50-22. Remember, Dogs playing without Savannah Broom, but I don't think Savannah would have made that big of a difference tonight. Bukowski on the right wing, back to Bandy. Little runner from the heart of the lane, rattles down for Haley Bandy. Her first bucket makes it 50-24. And for a team like the Comas that brings the defense every night, when they're shooting the ball like this, they're a tough, tough beat.
Like you said, before you get off the bus here, you're 10 points down.
Right. Came into play tonight. And there's so much that goes into that. You know, a lot of people can use that saying, but a place like the Comas, that's really true.
Yeah.
Like, there's just something, like you said earlier, something about this gym as the opponent when you walk in. There's a different feel.
Yeah, yeah.
5:20 for the ball game. 50-24. Sanders comes up with the steal. And now in the backcourt, a whistle and foul on Staunton. That'll go on Massanelli. Out of bounds in the backcourt for Nokomis, leading 50-24. It was 14-9 after one, 21-14 at the half, and then Nokomis outscored Staunton 24-8 in that third quarter. That foul put the Dogs over the limit, one in bonus for Nokomis and Alyssa Huber. 17 points tonight for Alyssa. Free throw is good. 18 for Huber. Lohman leads all scorers with 20. No Staunton player has reached double figures. They scored just 10 points in the second half. Huber will get her second toss. And it is no good. Rattled out. Rebound down to Staunton. And Bridget Long in the front court with Bukowski. Off to Bandy. Into the hands of Bukowski. Back to Bandy on the left wing. Of course, we'll see Staunton coming up in the Macoupin County Tournament a week from tonight. Hopefully Savannah Broon can be back for the Dogs by then. Here is a corner pocket three. That is too strong, and the rebound down to Taylor Lohman. Lohman, with the right-hand bounce, will bring it into the front court. No one picks her up. She'll give it back to Huber. 4:35 for the ball game. 2-3 zone now for Staunton. Off to Lohman on the right wing. Back to Huber, top of the key. Alyssa puts it on the floor. Bounce pass on the baseline to Patkiss. Vanessa will fire a little strong. Rebound down to Massanelli. Lost it. Then she picks it up off the floor and brings it out herself. Now she'll slow it up and hand off to Jackson. 4:15 for the ball game. Off to Bukowski. Holly Bukowski's pass is tipped. Nearly stolen. Now we're going to get a tie up. And the error will keep it with the Bulldogs. 4:10 for the ball game. Substitutions now for the Skins. Mia Fesser is in. Kayla Stauder returns. Emily Cesaretti back on the floor, along with Kirsten Hughes joining Vanessa Patkiss. 51-24 Nokomis. They will pick up their 11th win of the season. For Staunton, it's going to be just their fifth defeat. Bandy thought about the three. Instead, she puts it on the floor, kicks out to Bukowski. High post to Massanelli. One bounce. Pulls up. Got the soft touch. Did Katie Massanelli. She has 7 points. Quickly into the front court comes Nokomis. Fesser off to Stauder. Cesaretti now on the right wing. Mia Fesser runs the baseline. Has it in the right corner. Back to Cesaretti. Emily will bounce inside the three-point arc. Feeds the block down to Patkiss. She spins middle. Floats it up. Missed it. Offensive rebound to Patkiss, and she rips it away from Bandy, but a tie-up. The arrow will keep it with Nokomis. 3.5 minutes for the ball game. Caesar ready. Baseline trigger gets it into Fesser. 18-footer off the baseline. Good for Mia Fesser. Her first bucket tonight. 3:20 for the ball game. 53-26 on the left wing to Bandy. Left side of the key to Bukowski. High post to Massanelli. Back up top it goes to Bukowski. 3 minutes, 8 seconds for the ball game. Bukowski being hounded by Stauder. High post to Massanelli. She will go left side to Bandy. One of the three chased off the three-point line. She will get it out to Bukowski, top of the key. In the corner goes to Jackson. She will kick out to Bukowski. Off to Massanelli, back to Jackson. She puts it on the floor. She traveled. 18th turnover unofficially for Staunton. Now a line change for Nokomis as Katie Jansen will check in. Alexa Cassidy will check in along with Ellie Waterman, Kristen Stauder, and Delaney Kaiser. 2:40 for the ball game. So on the night that Nokomis honors their championship clubs, they get to empty the bench. And I'm just curious, Terry, throughout their regular seasons, how many games were the Skins in that position where the last player on the bench got in?
There were a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always appreciate that because that was my time.
Yeah.
That was my time, baby.
That money quarter, right?
That's right. 53-26. Nokomis leads. Staunton has the ball. 2:20 for the ball game. High post to Massanelli. She will turn and face. Out it goes to Bukowski. She wants the three. Left it short. And the rebound down to Waterman for Nokomis. The 5'7 sophomore. Relieved to Jansen. Katie Jansen. Into the front court. Left wing to Cassidy. Across the floor to Waterman. Ellie Waterman now. Put it on the floor once. Needs some help. Finds it in the form of Katie Jansen inside of 2 minutes to play. That pass is tipped and stolen by Bukowski, then fouled by Jansen. That'll be Katie's first. Just the fourth team foul, so no free throws for Staunton. 53-26 Nokomis. It was a game at half, and then a 24-8 spread in the third quarter opened it up. Down to Massanelli, deflected away nicely by Kristen Stauder, and the loose ball out to the Skins. Here comes Nokomis into the front court. Cassidy got those air brakes activated just in time. Jansen out near midcourt saves it from the over and back violation. Here's Waterman in the right wing. Tries to feed the post. Deflected away by Long. Picked up there by Staunton. Minute 25 for the ball game. Nokomis going to improve to 11-7 on the year in a night that was filled with all sorts of great energy and vibes. Here's Bandy on the left wing. Leaves it at the foul line for Massanelli. She'll pull up from 15, tried to bank it straight on too strong. Gets the rebound back, and she works into the right corner. Tried to bounce pass out, tied up by Jansen. And on the arrow, it will go to Nokomis with 61 seconds to play. We'll have this whole evening podcasted, WSMIRadio.com, come Monday morning. What a night it's been. 50 seconds for the ball game. Terry, you want to take us home? 45 seconds for the ball game as Waterman will leave to Cassidy. She'll fire no from 15. And the rebound down to the Bulldogs into the hands of Holly Bukowski. Top of the key. Now left wing it goes to Bandy. Haley Bandy. Double teamed and trapped and a foul. And this is what you like to see at the end of a game, Terry, when you've got your reserves in. You play the same style, yeah, but you got to play the same way.
Sure.
Bunch of sophomores on the floor right now for Nokomis. And a freshman. The future, if you will. In it goes too long. She elevates to make the catch. Attacks off the window. Nice move. Couldn't get the finish. Rebound down to Staunton as Massanelli will corral it. Into the hands of Bandy. Haley attacks. Puts it up. Bounces all over the rim and rolls off. And it'll stay with Staunton, just 11.3 seconds for the quarter, or for the ball game. For the quarter and the ball game. Baseline trigger. They will get it in to Massanelli. She's tripped up, lost the ball, picked up there by Waterman, and that's going to do it. Nokomis is going to beat Staunton here tonight on championship celebration night, 53-26. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. What a night here tonight as Nokomis honored their back-to-back state champions, and the current crop of Lady Redskins came out and performed, especially in that third quarter. It was a 7-point game at the half. And then Terry, they outscored Staunton 24-8 in that third quarter to seize control. And really, they knocked down five threes as Lohman and Huber found their shot.
Lohman was on tonight from the get-go.
Yeah.
And, you know, when she's on, Nokomis is tough to beat.
Different-looking team, aren't
it
they?
It is, absolutely. They just play so much more relaxed when they're able to count on Lohman scoring.
Taylor led all scorers tonight with 20. Alyssa Huber finished with 18. 9 for McKenna Sanders. 2 points for Kristen Stauder. 2 points for Kayla Stauder. 2 points for Mia Fesser. Nokomis, 7 of 12 from the foul line. They hit 8 triples tonight, 5 of them in that decisive third quarter. For Staunton, they scored just 12 points in the second half. No dogs reached double figures. Abby Scanzoni and Katie Massanelli both finished with 7. 6 for Rebecca Calderero. 2 for Haley Bandy, and 2 for Bridget Long as Nokomis outscored Staunton 32-12 in the second half. And Nokomis improves to 11-7. Staunton drops to 10-5. But Terry, this night was all about the 98-99 state champs.
Yes, it was. And they paid tribute to those young ladies that came back and represented this high school 20 years ago and did a very good job. I think Mr. Davis did a wonderful job of emceeing tonight, and it was about sharing memories, which is something we do on the radio. We try to share memories and build memories, and it was a wonderful evening, and I just want to thank our friends here at Nokomis for allowing me to be part of it, because it was a very special night for me, and it's great to see these young ladies who 20 years ago were running up and down the floor at Redbird Arena, and to see them as young women and mothers and wives and professionals and business and just a wonderful, wonderful evening. And it's something that most schools never get to experience.
Right.
One time, let alone twice. And that's what made it so special.
You're exactly right, Terry. And the one would have been something.
Yeah.
But the fact they went back to back, that really does take it to another level and makes it truly memorable.
You don't realize the pressure that second year, the bullseye on the back. And, Maury Huff did a great job of trying to put the pressure on him rather than the girls. And, I thought it was a masterful job by Mo, and it was a wonderful set of memories. So it
great,
was a great, great night to celebrate the game of basketball here at Nokomis.
Absolutely. And nobody wants to leave the gym here tonight. Everyone kind of just milling around.
Is typical.
Oh, it's been so much fun.
Yeah.
Been so much fun. They're going to have another celebration of sorts out in the cafeteria tonight. So if you're in the area, go ahead, pop on out. The trophies will be there. The team will be there. They're going to have cookies and cakes, and it'll be a good time coming up here in just a few moments in the cafeteria. Thanks to all the great people here at Nokomis who made this wonderful night possible. I know Brandon Engelman put a lot of time into it. Bob Davis, obviously.
Rochelle McDowell.
Yeah. AD Kevin McDonald. They were all involved in putting together this fantastic evening to recognize the back-to-back state champion, Nokomis Lady Redskins from 1998 and 1999. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, we're not able to bring you events like tonight. So please go out, support the businesses you heard on our broadcast. Without them, we're not able to bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Thanks to Chip Means, he produced this action here on your Saturday night on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM 106. For Terry Tote, I am Tim Mize. We say so long from Nokomis.